Food stamp recipients in Middle Tennessee are keeping tabs on potential cuts to the program. Food banks are watching the situation as well. As WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, pantries expect a surge in need if federal assistance is slashed.
Linda Gray of East Nashville makes do with $65 a month in food stamps.
I stretch it out, you know, little portions each day. I don't cook a whole lot like I used to.
She visits the Salvation Army food pantry when the cupboard runs low. So does Raymond Strange, who does groundskeeping at Bicentennial Mall. He says he worries about what would happen in his community if President Trump's proposal gets through Congress.
People get hungry. People get to stealing. People get to doing things. And, you know, if he was to remove stamps, it'd be some angry people around.
Veteran Stephen Leslie, who's unemployed, says many other programs should be reined in before food stamps.
And they're going to say, well, food stamps, these people don't need to be on it. But you look at everything the government's getting money for, there's people stealing.
Leslie says if he loses his $190 a month, he'll survive, probably by mowing yards. But he worries about those who don't have the flexibility to take on odd jobs. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.